I love to write about my great-grandparents, Samuel J. and Nanny Gardner White, who we always called Papa and Granny. Papa was a carpenter, a coffin maker at Turner White Casket Company, and an elder at Old Hollow Primitive Baptist Church in Toast, North Carolina, and he never learned to read. Granny read the Bible to him so he could preach from the Word, took care of their two daughters, cooked, cleaned, canned vegetables, milked the cow, churned butter, and worked in the fields. She was also in charge of a hen house full of chickens. When the two of them met, Granny was still relatively young, though 10 years older than her future husband, but had already resigned herself to life as an old maid. She was chatting with friends outside the church one Sunday morning when Papa rode by on a fine-looking stallion. It was a toss-up as to whether the horse or Samuel J. White was better looking, since Granny was a longtime rider and horse lover herself. Papa, however, with his coal-black hair and blue eyes, won the contest. He could literally charm squirrels and birds right out of the trees, and apparently his charm worked on Granny too, even though she was much more serious in temperament. They were married soon after they met. Granny suffered a number of miscarriages and stillbirths before and between the births of their two daughters. The worst tragedy of their lives, however, was the death of their little boy, Clyde Willis. Granny left him in the care of a neighbor for a short while, who gave him a dose of castor oil. For whatever reason, this medicine was lethal to their 3-month-old baby. Granny was so distraught over the baby's death that Papa packed up the whole family and moved from Surrey County to Winston-Salem. When their youngest daughter, my grandmother Isla, married, she and my grandfather stayed with Granny and Papa. Eventually, they all moved into a bigger house together, where they lived before and for many years after the birth of my mother and my uncle, artist Stephen White. As Papa grew older, my grandparents decided it was unsafe for him to drive, which was fine with Papa since he preferred to walk anyway. He loved to take long walks by the railroad tracks and made frequent trips to the general store. After Granny broke her hip and Papa started having a series of strokes, it became increasingly difficult for my grandmother to care for them. She could no longer lift Granny out of the bed or keep up with Papa's penchant for wandering down the road. For their safety and her own health, she had no choice but to place her parents in a nursing home. Since men and women were housed in separate wings in Knollwood Hall, Papa sat in a chair beside Granny's bed all day, every day, until she died at the age of 96. 2 years later, he passed away as well. Both Granny and Papa are buried in their beloved church's cemetery in Toast, alongside Clyde Willis and 2 stillborn children. Each of them rests in coffins my Papa made with his own hands. I often imagine Granny sitting on her front porch with a butter churn, or Papa preaching his heart out from a Bible he couldn't read. I remain grateful for these and other memories that have been handed down through generations of my family, and will continue to do my best to honor their stories when telling stories of my own.